Someone say glory tonight. Amen. It's beautiful. You can say amen once in a while. It doesn't hurt. It does you good. Amen. That's why we come to church. Yeah, I was reading a book which was teaching me about worship. Hey, it's telling me worship is nothing to do with singing. There's nothing to do with singing at all. Amen. He says, I don't know who introduced worship to say it's singing. But in the Bible, you check in the Bible, Abraham there, he was not singing. He built an altar there. There he worshiped the Lord. You know, all the guys who were in the Bible, they did what they did. The Bible says they worshiped the Lord, not they sang. And I said, ha, these things. But we say, let's sing praise songs and let's sing worship songs. And now to us, when we say worship songs, we mean maybe we want serene songs. This I don't know who taught us that. Amen. But yeah, it's still good. It's still okay. But when we say we are worshiping, well, I think for another day. But yeah. So we want to take the Bibles tonight. I want to speak tonight on the subject, the office of the apostle. Praise his name. I want to speak on the office of the apostle. Amen. You have to love the Bible. I was speaking on those subjects previous that we did Tuesday. On Tuesday, I think we spoke again, trying to encourage one another. It's because I want to see you being very, very successful. That's why I go all that length, trying to show you who you are, to jumpstart you into doing something with your life. I strongly believe there is much more that can come out of the bride. The bride, only that the bride is just. And they are in Zion. I think Brother Simon once preached a sermon many, many years ago in Mutare. Yeah? Yeah? You remember it? I don't know what in Zion. Feeling at ease in Zion. Many years he preached that sermon. And the bride, But then how can you be raptured ukaenda? You won't. You will not be raptured. You will not be raptured. You have to make your life useful before you are raptured. Also for your certification. My life has been useful. It's very good. It's than just to live your life into the rapture. I don't believe in such. I believe this is what the missionary gave us to subdue us, to take resources away from our country. They say, if you beat me on this cheek, I will don't give the other one. And they took all that we belong, that belonged to us. Even now they are fighting. Jews are fighting the Gazans, the original owners of the Bible. They are fighting, defending their territory. Well, they tell us, when we come to your place, we beat you. Don't fight back. You see now. And John Rose today is loved so much in the UK. They love him. They love him. They revere him in his grave. Livingstone. Those are wonderful forefathers of those Englishmen. Brother Branham, he gives reverence to those guys who conquered America. Do you know he does that? Yes, he says, these fathers, when we play mat, I was there, conquering America. I was with my fathers, conquering America. You know, they come to Africa, they tell us, give us sugar and just take everything and go. Now they are taking our lithium, they are going with our lithium again. It's a warfare which these guys are doing to us. Now they are taking all our able-bodied men to go and clean their old madalas there. Another form of slavery again. They kill our nation, kill our country. make our boys useless, make our people useless. And they then take them again. Now they say, don't even bring your wife. When you go there, don't even bring your spouse. Just to make sure that they really squander you. It's a strategy for depopulators. Depopulation strategies, killing us. But if you are not careful, we fall into the trap. Let's work very hard. Go to China, then you see them working. I saw the women pushing wheelbarrows up the stairs. Old women. Kuchaina ka nagawa hakuna kudipenda na mwana wao. You don't depend with your child. Yet when one child police, remember? Yeah, so you have to work into your old adulthood. They were pushing wheelbarrows, everyone. My son will take care of me. Another method again of slavery. See, take care of. It should have been far. It's not easy to take care of seven people. Seven people behind you. It's not easy. You have to miss lots of opportunities. Said, no, I can't go to the CA because I want the school fees to pay for this one. I want the school fees to pay to this one, so I can't take it up. Let me go and work. I went there, I begin to work out. Next day, I'm working so hard, working there, go to the bank. Then I got another opportunity again to go to PG for do articles. I said, PG, I was going to be cut salary times 14. So, got the contract, I know the salary, 1.4. Kiddo, I was getting how much? 15,000. The sacrifice was just too much. I said, enough. No, I can't. Why? Because Murungu wakaisa fumia kuti yo baba wako anongo barawana anazo chukitwa nani? Nana mukoma. And the Bible says you should leave wealth for your children's children. And walungu they do it, walungu Jesus. They do it. Right now we are paying school fees. Muzikoro, so we pay times two, they pay halfway. They still steal from us. They give each other a scholarship. Give each other a scholarship. Come to me, they pay full price. What do? They still steal from us. I get angry. I go back to teach you again on those things if he does like that. Don't you see as we share apostle? Don't talk here. Anyhow, let's take before I get distracted. So we are speaking on. And I'm saying, "Maurogo daga." Shitanga wada wada tende manje. If there is need for us. Sister Matanga Senior, sorry, Mashikira and Dango, Pinda Mumuyawe owned. But we are speaking on the office of the apostles, because we welcome you to church. God bless you from Rusape there. Amen. So let's take Ephesians chapter 4, Ephesians 4, verse 11. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of saints, for the work of ministry, for edifying of the body of Christ. We may take our seats. Amen. Blessed Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. So now for your subject, the office of the apostles. Amen. Office of the apostle. Amen. Let's also go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, where it's also listed there. And God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Secondly, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Amen. So that's what he did. He set some in the church. Apostles. First, he said, then first, apostles. Now, I want you to see what he's doing there. Let's see here. Brother Branham says here. Amen. He gave us some. Now, he says, then he set some in the church. First, his word. Then he set what? Apostles. In stand still. He set what? Apostles. Now, many of the people stagger at the word apostle. But I want to ask you people that stagger at that. What is the difference between apostle and a missionary? The word apostle means one send. The word missionary means one send. Amen. Praise God. So that's very easy, as you can see, isn't it? Amen. It means what? One who is sent. So he said to the disciples, as my Father has sent me, so send I you. Amen. He said to the disciples, my Father has sent me. And we said, Jesus Christ, he was an apostle. He said, the Bible says he was the chief apostle. Did he say that last time? Hebrews chapter 3 on Sunday? He was the chief apostle. He was the chief prophet. He was all the fivefold offices. He held all the offices. And then he says, what I have done now, you go and do. But instead of him going to say, do everything. No, you then divided all the offices of the church into different ministries. Amen. And then he then put the first ministry which he put. What it means there, Brother Noah, is it's not that the apostle is the chief. Yeah? Praise God. But he's just telling that in the way that the ministries were created in the body. Wow. Did you get that? Yeah? The apostles were the first to be there in the body. Then they were machos were. Then they were machos were. But then later on, he then mixed up the things and everything. It's not the hierarchy of utima apostle. No, madara, potera, ma prophets, potera. Because Brother Branham says, he says, on the local assembly, the pastor is the highest authority. So the apostle cannot come here and say, I am chief here. He says, when the apostle comes here, he must subject himself to the pastor of the place. Then you laugh the word if you do that. If they want to be scriptural, I'll be writing the scriptures if I do that. But, elder, thank you for coming. Well, we're just preaching about the ministry of the apostle. Sit down there and listen. If he is a true apostle, he says, thank you, Lord. I'll listen to Pastor Mandura speaking tonight. Praise God. Amen. So now, he is a missionary, as we have seen. A man who is sent out. But now we sometimes say, but how, where did we get that? That's the general meaning of that word. But we want to see, do we have an instance in the Bible where we see that apostle being sent out. Let's go to book of John, just to show you where an apostle is being sent. I gave you the one who said, I'm sending you out as my father has sent me. But I want to give you another very clear incident where he's sending out an apostle. Praise God. John chapter 13. Acts chapter 13, sorry, or 15, whichever. I remember very well. Verse 1. Chapter 13 of the book of Acts. Pay particular attention. Write the notes. Because these are very, very crucial. They are responsible, remember, for your equipping. The apostles and the fivefold ministers, they are responsible for your equipping. I didn't want to use the word perfecting for specific reason. I will not perfect you. The Holy Ghost is the one who will perfect you. But in terms of equipping, the apostle must equip you. Amen. Now they were in the church that was at Antioch. Certain prophets and teachers is Barnabas, Simon, called the Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manian, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. Do you hear what the Bible is saying there? The Bible is identifying these men as teachers and prophets. So among these guys which we are seeing here, they were teachers and prophets. It's enough for today to know that when we go to the prophets, we then come and pick who was the prophet there, why did he call it the prophet. But in that church there was teachers and prophets. Go down. And Saul is also there. So this is Paul, as you have seen there. He's also there. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas and Paul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And then, what is an apostle? One who is sent out. And he's saying here, separate the Holy Ghost spoke. Separate these men, Barnabas and Paul. And Saul, he was still Saul there. For the work whereunto I have called them. Let's go. And when they had fasted and prayed as teachers and prophets, and he laid their hands on them, they you see where it comes from? They sent them away. This action which they did there of sending them away, they are ushering them into their apostolic office. Amen. They are ushering them right away into their apostolic office. Go down. So, they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, they laid hands on them. But now they are sending them forth. The Holy Ghost said now, the Holy Ghost did what? Sent them forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Cilicia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. What way not to my apostle so? Very easy. From being teachers and prophets, then they are sent out. That action of sending them out makes them the apostles. Chapter 14, go there. Praise God. Now, chapter 14, they're now preaching as apostles. As the one people who were being sent forth. And there's strife when they are preaching. Things happen there. People begin to complain to Mema. Amen. Let's go to verse 10. Said with a loud voice, stand up on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw that Paul, what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. And they called Barnabas Jupiter, and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Now, see what happened there. When they were sent forth, remember, the Bible says they picked Barnabas and Saul. Eh? It was Barnabas and Saul. Now, start up Saul around the chin. Rakunzi Paul. But now, Akuti, Paul, the younger, the what? The chief speaker. When they were sent forth. He was behind Barnabas and Paul. But when they went out, the tables turned up. Amen. The tables, they begin to recognize their positions. Glory be to God. Amen. He was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gates, and would have done sacrifice with the people, which when the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, eh? Can you see that? Then they begin to recognize. These guys are now sent out. They can't be teachers and prophets now. We must give them and address them by the specific office which they now hold. And recognize them as Barnabas and Paul, now which apostles. They're now the one who are sent out. Barnabas and Paul. It's specifically that. From being teachers and prophets, they are now apostles. The one who are sent out. That's what an apostle is. Amen. It's one who is sent out. Glory be to God. And when you see it the scripture way, amen. Let's go back. Praise God. Now, I want us to look at this book here, Revelation chapter 21. I want to show you something there. Now he says, now, the wall of the city, the wall of the city had 12 foundations. And on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Amen. Chapter 21 verse 14. 21 verse 14. Glory be to God. Now the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The Bible is introducing this class of apostles. 12 apostles of the Lamb. Amen. 12 apostles of the Lamb. And obviously, these are the initial 12 disciples. That's clear. Is that clear to you? Yeah? But this is now Revelation. And we know that in the first 12 apostles, Judas died. Judas did suicide and he died. And on his place, Acts chapter 1, what happened? There was a man who was put in his place. And the man was Matthias. Amen. That man was Matthias. So Matthias replaces Paul and replaces Judas to maintain this number 12 apostles of the Lamb. Is that clear? Why is it so important? Why does the Bible specifically point out to these men here? Amen. And now, Paul is not in this category of 12 apostles of the Lamb. Is that clear? Yeah? How do you make of that? He is not part of these 12 apostles. Saka, on the foundations, the name of Paul is not there, no matter how much we love him. I'm a student of St. Paul. I'm his student. But when I see that his name is not there on the 12 foundations of the city, I said, God is sovereign. God is sovereign. What? Yekuti, he designed you for your purpose. Yeah? He designed you specifically to fit your purpose. Barnabas Amo. Amen. Now, outside the school, if you say your kids mention the 12 disciples, are they able to mention them? Guy listed them, 12 disciples. Yeah? By their names, each one, the 12 disciples. That's your homework. That I'm mama started school, but the one, no, Kuru Wash. No Kunguru, no Kuru, Chipotter, and Ugmana, who see what put it up on Mana. Eh? Praise God. So, but Paul is not in there. Let it not frustrate you. It was not his duty to be there. I love St. Paul. I know you love St. Paul. Amen. But today, you have seen it. Amo, mutukoru fimo. Matthias in the arimbo. Matthias was the wrong choice. Have you ever heard about that? Yeah? But they love, they saw what Paul did. Said, Ashigoni, you teach Amo Mutkoru for guys. Ashigoni. Ashigoni, you teach the poor Amo Mutkoru. Amo, that's what he was at Amo. He's not there. He's not there. But these 12. These 12, the Bible speaks of them. Praise God. In why? Chapter 1, Corinthians 15, verse 3. Let's go there. Paul himself says it, that he was not one of them. Corinthians 15, verse 3. Yes. For I delivered unto you that which I also received. For how that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures. Praise, he died for our sins. And that he was buried, and that he rose again. But that day, according to the scriptures. Now, this is gospel, man. You don't know the gospel. This is enough. This is the gospel. Christ died for your sins. And he was buried. And he rose again. On the day, according to the scriptures. That's the gospel. And what is it? Am I young? How do you feel? What do you want to vangeri, pap? What do you want to vangeri? Can I ask you to go to the house? Can I go to the house? I give myself to him. Don't complicate it. Yeah? And in that, he was seen of Cephas, which was Peter, then of the. You see what he says? You are seen of the what? Of the 12. Judas said what? He died. This time, Judas the Pagas, Judas Akato Zura, Jesus Asadini, Asadato Fa. And he's saying that 12, which 12? the 12 apostles of the Lamb. They then saw Jesus. Yeah? After that, I want to clear something. Go down. After that, he was seen of above 500 brothers at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this day. But some are fallen asleep. Go down. After that, he was seen of James. Now this James one, this James. Yeah? This is James, the brother of Jesus Christ. This James, wakatendoka Jesu afa. Yeah? Jesu panga chiri mupenyu, he was refusing. No ways, I can't. But when then Jesus died and resurrected, he said, "Mukomamuka." So this was something else. Mukomangwaamukini. As far as I know, my brother, there was nothing to him. If he resurrected, died and resurrected, there must be something to him. Then James then come in. Yeah? And this James now, he believed the word so much until he became the elder of the church in Jerusalem. Yeah? He became the chief elder in Jerusalem. Chapter 15 of the book of Acts. And then the elder, when you may say, Panam, and he said what he said, and they all said, yes, please. Peter said, yes, please. Yeah? They didn't say, "Oh, see, boy, we want to tell you." This is humility. You must be humble. Learn to be humble. Yes, here's a man who was not with Jesus Christ all these years which they were walking. I can see people. Are you going to Achiramba. Na Jude. Yeah? Wachiramba wakuma na yewao. Mkuma afa now. They said, now we now believe. Now we now believe. And they come. They take headship of the church. Yeah? And they get so respected by the apostles. My teacher, you can ask. Be careful. You just have to be very, very careful. Be very, very careful. Yes, he is. He's the one who wrote the book of James. Kumberuko. And he said, now when he wrote the book of James, you know what he said? He said, faith is what? Works expressed. Again, as Paul said, you said by faith. He would have said, no. James, shut up. You are misconstruing scriptures. And the prophet comes here to say, to explain the difference. Why James did see from that side and Paul from this side. And he says, Peter is looking from the point of view, James from the point of view of the Jewish side. Then Paul from the point of view of God's side. So there's no contradiction. There's no contradiction. He was indeed an apostle. Hey. He became an apostle. But not of the 12. Yeah? Not of the 12. 12 are amo. Imagine the common one and a church here once a woman 12 much of food. Judah amo 12 imum. Amo, must take a amo, take a ripple. But still they recognize. The common one, waka tendoka se mazero quaso. Kanamanawa mfundi saka tendoka se mazero quaso ka. Zuto pati kaka. Who are you, Kumurampira? Kana bona agona kutonga. Kana chatonga kagona kutonga kayakati ndada kusunungurai. Ungaramba. Kati sunungure kana ine simba racho chatonga. Kauya ati sunungure tatobatsirwa izvo. Ona izvo zvaita izvo. Hey. Hane murukona. So this James now, he was then of all the apostles, and then children remember what Paul is saying. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. Specifically showing to you that in the 12, he was not part of that. In terms of the hierarchy of seeing Jesus Christ, he sees him the same way James saw Jesus. After the resurrection. Praise God. Now, this is very, very important, what I'm saying to you. Why is it important? Now, let's go to the book of Acts. I want you to hear now that why Jesus was very particular to say the apostles of the Lamb. Acts chapter 100. Chapter 1 of the book of Acts, we can see there. Where, praise God. Right. Verse 20. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his dwelling place be desolate, and let no one live in it. Let another take his office. Therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out amongst us. Can you see that credential? The apostles of the Lamb, the first 12, they must meet that criteria of having been there from the beginning. And Paul was not there from the beginning. Yeah? We for these men. So waka kuto wanda. That's why Paul says of 500, some of them who are now dead, even today, which we have been accompanied us with all the time the Lord Jesus Christ went in and out amongst us, was a number criteria which Jesus needed to fulfill by the 12 apostles. So Paul got by revelation, like he said, after resurrection. So I can't go pinda um. Go down. Beginning from the baptism of John, the desire, he must have been there. Yeah, he must have been there when John was preaching. And I'm going to vary page. And God saw it fit. Not to cause Paul to be there when things were happening. I'm this hyper. God removed Paul from there. Imagine, I preached more than you, all of you. Imagine, I'm going to So God knew but une naro usho. Muvise. Uchazouya hake. Ngambo urai kuti azvini mipisi. Ngambo urai basazvo iro kuti kana azouya unoyari hambo. Yes, he comes as a humble man. Learn to be humble in life. If you're not humble, God will humble you. God will humble you. He said, humble thyself, then he what? He lifts you up. Yes, when God lifts you up, it's exciting. It's powerful. Because no man can say no. No man will say no. Praise God. Imagine. Jonah got Vaura. James Achi Vaura. James Achi Vaura. Why Jesus Christ? But in the church, I'm coming. And Jesus said, take over. I'll show you something there. Brain or any wakanga ni sick shit, but they didn't. I will show you what then happened. Now is what beginning from the baptism of John and to the same day that he was taken up amongst from us, must one be ordained and to be a witness with us of this resurrection. Saka, you should have been there, and you should have been a witness of the resurrection. Just so I come, Mukangaripo. No, go on, go on. Just so I come, Mukangaripo. And the Churuman that Rutora Raza, I don't know what that is, Yara Garapasi. I was my apostle, will lame be you. I'll find my apostle. I'll find my apostle, Ivab. So you should have witnessed the resurrection. And been there in the beginning. That criteria, you have visa Paul completely out. Praise God. But it's the design of God for his church. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, this is beautiful. I want to. Now, why? These are the 12 apostles, isn't it? Then you could have a group, Rachel Ragu Peter in a group, and a Paul hero. And Paul, he mentions all the other guys. What's in a group here? Paul begins to mention them. Papa, I'm going to tell James, He begins to mention them, but they have got specific in what? The function of these apostles, number one, that is, they should have been there, and that they should have also witnessed the coming. But then Paul speaks vehemently. Kuti waita basa rei apostle. Ndipe chapter 3 of Ephesians, verse 1. Their main functions of the apostles. From verse 1 to 5, Paul is speaking now, what he's saying there. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given to me, you what? Paul is now saying now. How that by revelation you made known unto me the mystery as I wrote afore in a few words. Whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. As it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and the prophets by the Spirit. What is their function? To reveal, as you can see. Laying down the foundation of the word. This is a foundation which was not made known by anyone. And they are putting it in place as apostles. And he says now, this is now the duty of apostles and prophets. Making known this mystery. They are linked on the foundation, the gospel foundation. That's number one. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. What does it say? Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Can you see that? Some say they are laying the foundation. It's the apostles. They are laying the foundation. So it needed to be there. It's the 12 apostles. Then Paul says, also on the other category of the apostles, also. It was, they were laying the foundation. Praise God. Now give you 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. First Corinthians 3, verse 10. He says, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. Do you know what he says there? I have laid the foundation, and another builded thereon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereupon. I have laid the foundation is what? Is the master builder. So the apostles are master builders who lay the foundation. And so when you come to build, be careful how you're coming to build. That's why he says, no other gospel, which will come, besides what he just said to you. Akuna reme gospel foot. Ukawakira msulo Peter on the foundation. Make sure and be careful. This is another one. Take heed with fear and trembling how you are building thereupon. So foundation is for Dara, the apostle, Ramatango. I couldn't foundation is for foot. Wakuya kodi. Pamsoro. Ukavaka uchipudem foundation. Wakuto bendesa. They put the foundation. A man must be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of his sins. Amen. Be careful. Take heed. How you are building. Glory be to God. Now, chapter 1 of Galatians. Chapter 1 of Galatians. Verse 19. He says something very, 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 very beautiful there. The office of the apostle. It's a very powerful office. It's a very powerful office. Amen. Chapter 1, verse 19. Just go up. Then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. Yeah? That's how important he was. I got na Peter for 15 days. I got a good daru, he says, of that of disciples, one way 11 ways up. And that one's a good one. That's a good one. I'm Dara Wacho. James. The Lord's brother. Isn't it powerful? Eh? After aparitza, maparitza, like, hey, aparitza. You also said, I went up Jerusalem to compare notes. Let me just give it to you. Oh, I find it. Yes. Chapter 2 of Galatians, verse 1 and 2. He says, I went up to see Peter. Galatians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Then, 14 years after, I went up again to Jerusalem. So the first time he went up to Jerusalem, he saw Peter and James, the Lord's brother. Then he stayed 14 years as Nakumbo Waon. Yeah? 14 years. Showing you, God is sovereign, Amazangu. 14 years, what's not the main change? Quit on convention, I in the pool. In the convention the Jerusalem. He's busy running his course. See what I did? Then 14 years after I went up to Jerusalem again with Barnabas, and I took Titus with me also. And I found a wake wana. Wana Titus you are. Yeah? Remember I'm an apostle of Utica? God gives you people to work with in the ministry. I went up by revelation. Guys, I think in the second to show that I did the mundima. You guys. Did say? By revelation. I went up there by revelation. And it's a politics base. Not to do your political scores. I went up by revelation. And communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles. Dawataurira. Vangeli rangu. I like that. I shared with them the gospel which I was preaching to the Gentiles. Inzwa. But privately. Privately. To them which were off. Went up to Jerusalem by revelation. And he then managed to see. Kuti, who are the brothers here with the reputation? Then I'll share. Reputation to them which have reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. That's a mark of apostleship. That's a serious mark of apostleship. You can run in vain. You can work in vain. For 14 years, working in vain. But I went up there to compare notes with people of good reputation. That is very important. That is very important. To see what I'm preaching, is it? Is in the scriptures? Is it? Do you see it the same way? This way, race. No, I can feel a polygamy and say, pap. Don't feed a body carrier, say, Pap.
Whatever this nonsense that Zara just said to it. For them to compute, what are others preaching? What in India? The one is a rochang. Achizorwi. Achizorwi say iku. And the most you came to preach later. Pane wakataka na rofangeli. Pane wakataka. That is the important thing. Tine foundation ya iskwa. You go back there. Sit down ni mataraj. Na imi dara. Muno suona sega sa luta raisu. This way raisu. Eh? Ah, apo wati chaya me yap. Apo ita tone down yap. Hmm? Tone down up. Apo, ah, it's okay. Amplify. Amplify. Haura sigwa dara. Haura shiki. And our own bubu, haupi ni muyeres wa chose. Haupi ni muyeres. Uno zorwa. Wano kuzora wana pita. They will teach you, tell you even their mistakes. That get a mistake up. Get a mistake up. Get a mistake up. And you won't do the same mistakes that I tell you. You are now wiser. But look at him, don't mirror any sovereignty. Sovereignty. Uno kwara na sovereignty. Uno kwara sovereignty. Uno kwara sovereignty. By revelation, go back by revelation. And compare. Then he comes, he goes back. Lest by any means I would have run or had run in vain. Kunarukumanyira in vain. She imagine how you follow Manisqua in vain. Would you work there off the 4 years? It's pitiful. And the Pazimra, you don't body fanaticism. You had to eat the fanaticism. Those are not easy. Go back. Go back. Go back and tell them. Is it? Eh? Is it? Possible the gospel? Pastor, is it possible the gospel? It's possible the rain. But I am saying, she write it. Gospel, gospel, by. Preach it. I went to your church. I came to your church. I saw the people. They've got lots of cars there. That's what I want. Whatever you're preaching, then preach it. Yes. Kukongo ferra namo. Kashi goni kutu ferre. Kurumbi pebeza namo kudaro. Lest I should have run in vain. Ukahono achi za rocha. What is saying there even kumapostole kuku. It applies even on personal levels. Be humble. You are a deacon, be humble to the other office. You are a trustee, be humble to the other office. Be humble to the office of the pastor. Hey, how to go? You are a trustee. Wapane zoho viringika nazo kana uri mudikoni wazviringa nazo kuti chena one madikoni akukubatsira handi one madikoni bai. Ah, uri demonish. I read the money when I order so. You should humble yourself to each other's offices. Go there. What is the issue? No, pada. Ah, machayama brother. I'm supposed to go up. Eh? Scripture. I'm sorry, brothers. You go back. I'm sorry, guys. Let's move on. He knew I can run in vain. How much more me? How much more
the other ministers. If Paul knew that I am at risk of running in vain, how much more all of us? Let's be very particular. Praise God. So those are the other apostles, like we said, this other second group of apostles there. The apostles which came after the first apostles. Then this group there, Paul mentions about many of them. But I go after the 12 other disciples again. Amen. 12 other disciples again, who are foundational apostles again. They also were there to bring the gospel. Eh? And they're also responsible for writing the script. Just give some of them. Praise God. Amen. Then Paul speaks here of Romans chapter 16, verse 7. Some of my apostles are still part of the 12, but they are part of the second other group. Chapter 16. Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles. But they were outstanding. It's outstanding apostles again. Praise God. Yeah? Then Paul recognizes, as they were in Christ before me. It's very, very important. They were in Christ before me. Their intentional memory, which Paul could ask. Oh, very good. Tell me, how did it happen? Oh, it's okay. You know, go challenge. Go idea nazo. But pastor, now we want to talk about that. We have some basic angari popa kabulo na muyamutseni. Njane wawa vunza kutunzuko uti. What happened there? Pastor says this thing, it happened in Mutare. I know it. This is the Holy Ghost. It happened there. Why? Those who were in Christ before me. Message ine wakatanga onayo. Let's respect them. Ah, and that our nas. Ah, chaizo. Just respect them. But one God remove message before that ready. Satita uya. They held fort. But message ijo. Murezo message ujo. Nayo, and they made mistakes on our behalf. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? They made some of mistakes as pioneers, as war veterans. For our behalf, we are now wiser. We learn from them. It's a sweet wish. Yeah? But now, no one speaks about them. But there was a revival, Kareku. There was a revival. Yeah, even at 9 o'clock Magusen, we had 12 o'clock in the midnight. A revival. Actually, Karo, what voods do I eat? Why pound you? You will give thanks. When I put a Z, yes, so. Did you know what voods? Did she knock you on the phone? Some were injured by that. They left church. Kana vaseline karo sabate.
food. Jezebel. Yeah? Yes, tired yet. You see, wrong off again. My brother type it up in a mwema jibaba. Ah, dainakis. I remember on my wedding, I told specifically, if you come with oil in your hair, you won't see me there. I won't come in. Yes, I told him. I was serious. I was serious. I warned him. But me, I stayed with my apostle. Don't mess with me. If you come, you be a man better up or cap. Uya waka waka rongeka. I have a name to protect. Yes. And the guy terror iwe. The guy uya. He angwe sa marola zichete marola zangwe di. Angwe sanda mira manje pa. That test nanda ona maro nanda ona vudzi kat ipe mugai. Amazangu. Yeah? How much song? Uno beep, out of my line, uno pin, and another. No, Vapano. I had to ask. That's what he pay me. Not a high way, I see my rollers and what in me. And what I also got, ah, okay, but I'm going to my rose. Zip what did he? Could you zip in? Zip just say. May I wish you? May I wish you? It's dripping with blood. That is fear of Hungary. We died for it. So when you want to mess with it now, we paid a price, a heavy price, for this gospel. And we defend it with all that is in us. But that is fear of Hungary. Imagine courtship. Yes, sir. Waka mira huko mapisha tu mwaruku mapisha kodi shipa eh kodi shipi no pera hika no sana mboguma kono mbona kana once ba mchato pa kozi kiss the bride uno zwa ku shake mwili we suit yeah ah tinaka zwangu come on, Henry. Come on. Who's on the who's got you? Guys, I feel Evangeli. When I say you're moving to no, you know, 27 years, no girlfriend. Thank you, Ipap. Naro Evangeli, you know. How do feel, eh? Tell me what vegetarian are ever getting. To not mean the head. Hey, you know, for a mama 2000, now I was hard than the fanger. Pastor, can I see you? Ah, you know what? There was a debate among someone who did good coro. What else about come as some by you? What does he go? Che knows about come as some. What's okay of food? Ah, what about a footy? Who are of not among the apostles. I like that. Andronicus and Junior, my kinsmen, fellow prisoners, who are of not. You are of not. Kana yaku nyo wa norondo. Kutipa simri pakap. Angaru of not. Just be mediocre. Just be an entity. Count wa. Can we message? Be there, be identified. But when they the message is message. She was of not among the sisters, among even every member. Yeah? And they were in Christ before me. This is very respectable. Amen. Then, that teacher, Titus again. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 23.
2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 23. This Andronicus and Junius, Mawana Mapoth before St. Paul. Titus. What did he say? Whether any, and now this is powerful. It's going to run up. And whether any do inquire of Titus, he is my partner and fellow helper concerning you. Oh, our brothers be inquired of. They are the messengers of the churches. Yeah? Who are they? They are the messengers of the church. There were three. Yeah? One got to one Paul. And Paul is telling them that Titus is my partner and fellow helper concerning you. But this, if these two also are asked, say, by which? Who are they? They are apostles of the churches. These two brothers again. Tell them they are the apostles of the church. What is it? They are delegates. They are messengers. They are one sent forth with orders. And you know that specifically to apostles. But all these other guys, they were also the apostles again. So that's the other group of apostles. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Pana Apollos, yeah. We all know Apollos. Paul started, Apollos in the end. I'm of Apollos. I am of what? Just give it to me. Verse 6. Uh-huh. And these things, brothers, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sake, that you might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. Get on. I think it must be. For who maketh thee to differ from another, and who is that? This is the scripture which he speaks about. Are you of Apollos? Are you of what? Of Peter? Of Cephas? Or any of those things? Maybe in the interest of time, I don't know, time we are better. Mostly, that's about 8 o'clock. Amen. But my apostles of the churches. You saw them? That's another category again. Of apostles. Apostles of the churches. Now, these are foundational apostles. Then after them, so Jesus, number one. Number two, the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Number three, these apostles of the churches. Then after these ones, then came non-foundational, which are now the missionaries who are today. All the apostles of today. They don't lay any foundation. They build on the foundation of the apostles. They are still there. Praise God. We still have apostles. And now, what else changes what Brother Branham says here? These apostles also, like we saw, he sent them, they were teachers and they were prophets. In chapter 13, they were teachers and they were prophets. And in Timothy 1, verse 2, 1 Timothy 2, verse 7. Let's just see what Paul says. Now, this is the question I'm answering. I remember I once was asked that question by someone. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. So you are a preacher first before you are an apostle, before you are a prophet, before you are a teacher, before you are any other office. You have to have capacity to preach. Are we together? You have to be. Not only that, he says, he also says, ordained a preacher, eh? And then he says, a teacher of the Gentiles. 2 Timothy, verse 1. Saka hakuna ma apostle asagona kuparidza. Ah, titodi izvozvo. Asi ma apostle, impostle ma apostle ve 1. Asi kuti no. Asi ma apostle, he must be a preacher. First Timothy 2, verse 7. So give us 2 Timothy 1, verse 11. Praise the Lord. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. Paul is saying now. Yeah? And even what is overlapping. One man is a teacher. He's also an apostle. Saka, that's why now even Brother Branham can do the work of an evangelist before stepping in a prophetic office. Up to 1963, Arimu Vangeri. Masius then comes up in a prophetic office. Mungoti, do you have to change ministry? And you called as an apostle. Even these guys, they were taught as teachers, as preachers of Jesus Christ. Before, was to open a movie. 3 years of training to preach. Amen. Now, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 12. This is now the difficult part which we must. Verse 12. Truly, the signs of an apostle. Are you seeing that? What did he say? The signs of an apostle were shown among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Ati kuti ma apostle anokuti ane murumo ndi ma apostle. This must be there to prove to you are an apostle. Signs and wonders in all patience. Eh? Mighty deeds. Sound of the name of my apostle. Munema signs I'm going to happy in name come. Munema mighty deeds happy amakaita. Munema wonders happy amakaita. I'm some apostle by him. Muri teacher. We are going to. You tested them who said they were apostles and you found them to be liars. You can test apostleship office. How do they test? What is this? There is a way to test. We are showing you. If they tested them, they found them as liars. You can still test today and find the others as false apostles. As a humble doesn't recognize others. How want to written dini? Amen. Praise God. The signs of an apostle and wonders. Then with this we spoke about. And then there's a calling which we need to and being sent forth. As we saw there, they were called and sent forth. They were sent forth by the Holy Ghost, not by the church. The Holy Ghost must send you forth, not the church. If you are sent forth as a by the church, you can still go. But no person would maybe missionary or kafanana ne wamwo akabva ku UK vachiuya kunoko. Ari ma missionary akapinda politics. Praise God. I want just to do the last one, then I'll just let you go. Just to look at what Brother Branham said here. Let me. Yeah, Brother Branham says here. And then we found out the apostle is a special man. He is a setter in order. Yeah? He is a man that's sent from God to set the things in order. Do you get that? From God does not call a man unto judgment. He is a setter in order. He is a man that's sent from God to set things in order. Paragraph 107. Amen. He's a special man. He's a setter in order. He's a man that's sent from God to set things in order. That's why Paul, aiti paashika, waibva asiya pana bishop, iachibva aenda. And achizodzwa kuti uko kune maina mwana nemwana vatorana uko. And he popped out. Murukuita sei kweko? When I come there, I'll kill someone. Yeah? He's setting things in order. Not your apostle, a church. The heart of the apostle, yeah, is on the welfare of the whole church. He sets things in order for the entire body of Christ. Those remain apostles. He wants to see things moving properly. Not only about church, but everywhere. So they can voice even from afar. Though as I go to the word, hey. But they can voice. To Zimu, what's happening there? I'm going to go to Nyarayo. I'm going to go to Nyarayo. I'm going to go to Nyarayo. Say, Barry, can you go to Nyarayo? So you can't say things in order. No, why don't you go to Sega Zoget? But what do you want to waste? But don't you guys have a Darajo? Or someone, ah, him. But they eat. Was I used to person on your head? Never mind, I used to person on. Was almost serious when no one watched on Chichi Momoguti. They are suffering, jet. But their ministry is to set things in order. So they lay the foundation and maintain the order of the church. They lay the foundation. And that's what Paul Babadji, make sure how you are building. If you build like a bender, you come and tell you, like a bender is. You order, that's setting things in order. So, kututu mapostola kushina mazwano, chichi chiruku wakwa, unenge wa dibisa. Church is still being built. Is built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Let he who is building be very careful how he is building. Tonight, even in Zimri Park, should be very, very careful how we are building. Be very, very careful how we are building. Even in Mimosho, you see what causes Zibende? It's the people who cause things to Zibende. It's the people. Mungu na kubura hombe. Tumfuna shi saka ndoshi dini manje panapa. Wabura hombe yako. And it's a pastor, and you shall see. It's a pastor ka. Pastor ni moyo mrefu. And pastor give people a lot of chances. Ngono ta tamborefu iyo. Chanaka. Ticha pora chironda hicho. Isai south gezai, isai jiki na zanitsi. Chichaita. Ndio basa rangu wofutiruru. kuti zvifambe. Saka uya mumwe manje anoda kuti set in order unokwachurwa. Kuti anoona zvakabhenda. Ana vangorowa idirisa mudhuriwo. Tsato waka futi panyowa nadi adirisa mudhuradi aende. Ndiye maraka tibatsira. Virutsira yemadikoni. Virutsira iki mufundisi. Virutsira yematrustees. Kuti chechi iwakwe zvakanaka. Kuti order i maintaineke iyi. Ndiye maraka tibatsira. Kana wachaisha gadzirisa la make your life right. Kwaramba inazvo zvichakoropa. Kuzozvigadzirisa zvichadzoki. Zvoramba zvingobuda muline. Vichingoenda. Kusvikira zvese hozho zvadona. Zvadona manje, what have we done? I really appreciate vanogadzirisa life here when they get wrong. And get another chance to do it right. Mweya Mwari unozvifarira izvozvo. Church is a clinic, by the way. It's a clinic. When the sick, they come there, clinic, and are helped to get well. This is not a place where people are perfect. It can never be perfect until when we cross over. We cross over, then we said, oh, finally, we are now perfect. Until then, we are sick. But let who is sick accept medicine. Accept medicine. Apostle akasvika anoti order right. Zvakarongeka. Ndozvo mazano kuri kunetsa nyaya dzavanoridza ndebvu dzichitukwa apa mazvizhumu sekuru zvine zviri mumusoro zvichibvarurwa. Hanzi chinyi kunongori chikomo, hanzi uri chinyi? Besieged city. Ndakanzwa chitaura besieged city. Those things. Yes. Unoomesera ma office bearers. Chikoyo kachena kuti tichidzi zvinogamuchirika zvisinga kwidza hasha dzewangwa vanenge vari pamberi. Bodanomira pano pachibvaona zvizhumu zvakutozara. Yatikati wa doctrine. Saka semadhara manje anokwachura. Anokwachura. Mudzi buma besieged city. Maguta akatapwa. Ande murukoni. Chikati learn to do well. Your dressing, Paul says, laying aside all the what? Principles of the foundation of. This is, if you want us to go back there, tukanya, dema, dress, ma fupi. Let's graduate on those things. We got personal to die in the kundaish. Is in the kundaish. Is in the kundaish. Then my apostle, I just square open it and it's never says. Brother Maxwell said, how do I go to the algebra before you pass ABC? And until he went, he never gave us any algebra. Just gave us. Don't go concentration. I'm going to toss. I'm going to see a bomb. I'm going to see a bomb. At in Joe. 3 years. You can't bring a message in 3 years. My foundation. Pedza nguva tichitaura zvekuti wapfeka see through brother, wapfeka zvishoti wamadoro wahura brother, we waste time. Kune zvakawanda zvinonakidza zviri mumusoko shoko raMwari, which you must focus our eyes on. You promise God you do that, you walk straight before the Lord. It's a pledge which you must make in your heart. Lord, I promise tonight I will make it easy for everyone. You make the walk exciting. Amen. Let's bow our heads.